This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. What is it that draws viewers to a TV show? Gripping storylines, great acting, or scandal? Tonight, two programs detail the trashy details in the lives of two top television personalities. For certain, the networks producing these shows are looking for a ratings boost, but also, says Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein, airing a scandal show offers other benefits.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, which network is the sleaziest of them all? See for yourself tonight. CBS has an hour-long interview at 8 p.m. with Pat O'Brien, the host of the syndicated news magazine The Insider. He just emerged from a stint in rehab for alcohol abuse. Sounds juicy enough. But ABC's Primetime Live is doing an exposé on American Idol at 10 p.m. It will likely include steamy allegations about the conduct of one of the hit show's judges, Paula Abdul. If you like Celebrity Dish, these stories are going to be great. But what you may not realize is how great these shows could be for the networks that produce them. Take the Primetime Live investigation of American Idol, the Fox series that is television's highest-rated show. All ABC is saying at this point is that it concerns, quote, explosive claims about behind-the-scenes activities. But the segment will likely focus on unsubstantiated allegations made by a former contestant on the show about the personal relationship he says he had with Abdul while he was on the show. Her lawyer is already threatening to sue ABC. Questioning American Idol's fairness could be damaging to the show, but let's not forget, what hurts Idol helps ABC. ABC and Fox are running head-to-head in the closest rating race of recent years. Even the slightest fall-off in Idol's viewership could help ABC when the finale of its own hit series, Lost, airs in the same time slot as the Idol finale on May 25th. Oh, by the way, guess what the subject of another ABC News show, 2020, is this week? The hit series Lost. I don't expect that report to dig up much dirt. Meanwhile, CBS appears to be trying to sweep away the dirt associated with one of the hot properties at its parent company, Viacom. The Insider's Pat O'Brien will be the subject of a special hosted by Dr. Phil. In case you're not familiar with him, he's a daytime talk show host who takes a tough love approach to counseling his wayward guests. That should prove really interesting with O'Brien. His reputation has been tainted by recordings circulating on the internet of a man who sounds an awful lot like him, boasting of kinky sex and drug use. I'd play you an excerpt, but you'd hear more bleeps than actual words. It will be interesting to see just how tough Dr. Phil will get with O'Brien. But what will be even more interesting is whether Dr. Phil mentions that Paramount produces his show as well as O'Brien's show, The Insider. Paramount and CBS are both subsidiaries of Viacom. You could bet that Dr. Phil probably won't be too hard on him. O'Brien will be able to defend his reputation on his own terms, not to mention timing. After all, he returns as host of The Insider tomorrow. So I hope that gives you a better understanding of why networks choose to devote an entire hour to celebrity scandal. Stories about Paula Abdul and Pat O'Brien may not spark everybody's interest, but they're certainly in the interest of ABC and CBS.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter.